Morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great pleasure to introduce to you the fund panel. As a member of the board of directors of Hellenic Bank, I have here on my left Andreas Yassemidis, who will be presenting the fund industry in Cyprus, and then Christos Vasiliou, who will be focusing on the fund management industry in Cyprus, both of them leading experts in the field. A short introductory comment from my side. The fund industry in Cyprus is a very nascent industry. The Minister of Finance mentioned earlier, and he was very much spot on, that stability is the key for the financial sector. In fact, you cannot have a successful financial sector without stability. And if I look at the most successful ones at the European level, whether it's Luxembourg, Switzerland, or the UK, you will see that stability is the common denominator. So where does that, how does that bring us to the development of the fund industry in Cyprus? Well, the Cyprus Investment Fund Association has been very powerful and committed in its very egregious effort in trying to position the fund management industry in Cyprus within the whole spectrum of funds. So we have a very concrete and focused strategy, and that is to concentrate in the alternative investments sector. So we're not going out and compete in the traditional mutual funds space. The idea is to use the proximity of Cyprus in the Middle East and to Africa in order to raise investments, to manage investments, but also to raise capital for investment purposes. Where we are concentrating is private equity sector, the real estate sector. I don't know if we have a weather fund yet. Perhaps we should have one. So without further ado, I would like to invite Andreas Yassemidis for the presentation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to present the fund industry. I have to mention that tremendous efforts have been made in the last 2 years in Cyprus by various stakeholders and with the support and assistance, of course, of the Ministry of Finance and especially of Mr. Georgiadis, to modernize our legislation, to create a solid framework, legal framework for funds. We have involved an international consultant to help us towards this effort. We have managed to conclude our legislation, our legal framework. We believe now that we have a very flexible legislation. It's one of the best across the EU, and we are here in order to explain and analyze the various options of fund and fund management company that we have now in Cyprus. We believe that with the new legislation, Cyprus can be a jurisdiction of choice both for fund and fund management companies. So, as I mentioned before, we have modernized our legislation regarding the alternative investment fund. We have transposed all the EU directives into local legislation regarding the fund and fund management company. And especially now, we have some elements that are very, very important. First of all, we have three categories of funds: the highly regulated, the lightly regulated, and the regulated fund that is coming now in our legislation. We have, and this is very important, the introduction of umbrella fund in our legislation. This is very important, especially for the US fund manager, that they are used to use this structure, and this structure was missing from our legislation before. So I think now it's time to have US fund and fund manager in Cyprus, given that we have amended the legislation to attract and include elements that we are missing before from our legislation. The other important thing is that we have also all the legal structure available in other fund jurisdictions, including the limited liability partnership, that is a very popular structure for U.S. Fund manager. As mentioned before, we have various types of funds. However, the structure is similar. We have the fund having any legal form, either partnership or company or a common fund. We have the fund manager having the management share of the funds in order to have the control regarding the funds. And we have various professionals involved. This is very, very important that all the professionals involved are regulated in Cyprus. They need to have license, even the fund administrator, the portfolio manager, the risk manager. It's a very important element because the investor will feel protected and feeling comfortable to put their money in such a structure. And what I mentioned before, that is very, very important for the U.S. fund manager. We have the umbrella structure. We have the main fund, and then we have the various compartments. It's very important to know that each compartment may have its own investment strategy, may have its own investors under the same structure. I will elaborate a little bit more on the sub-fund and the umbrella structure because it's very, very popular in the U.S. We have explicitly stated in our legislation that the asset and liabilities of a specific compartment belongs to the shareholder of the specific compartment. And in addition to this, under the liquidation process, a compartment may be dissolved without having to dissolve the whole structure. This is very important. It's increased the protection for the investor in this structure, and we believe that this structure will be used much by European and U.S. fund managers. We have, for the time being, two types of funds, the alternative investment fund and the alternative investment fund for limited number of persons. The first one, we call it the highly regulated structure because you need to have a fund manager, you have a minimum capital requirement, you need to have a local depository, whereas we have another structure, the lightly regulated structure, which is being used more for a private structure because it's very flexible, there is no need for no minimum capital requirement. There are cases where a depository may not be used, and this will reduce the cost. And in addition to this, we have a new category of fund in Cyprus. We call them registered alternative investment fund. There is no need to get a license from the regulator, and this will reduce the time required to have the fund up and running. However, it should be externally managed by an alternative investment fund manager. This is the new type that we have. Will introduce shortly. There is no capital requirement, and this fund will be under the register of funds of our regulator. Regarding the legal structure, we have all the legal structure that all the established fund jurisdiction used to have, the common fund, the capital, the company, and the limited partnership. We have added on this structure that is very, very popular in the U.S., the limited liability partnership. We have introduced this legal structure. There is a separate legal personality of this structure. And, of course, there is no tax transparency. Any tax will be at the level of partnership. So what I want to mention here is that we have all the legal structure and all the categories of funds that all the other established fund jurisdiction used to have. So we are in a position now to promote our country as a jurisdiction of choice for fund and fund management company. A very important element to be mentioned is why someone to make a fund in Cyprus. What are the benefits of having a fund in Cyprus? First of all, as I mentioned before, we have adjusted our legislation. We have created a very flexible legislation. Any asset can be part of the investment strategy of a fund. There is no investment restriction, as in some other jurisdictions. We have the transparency. I mean, reports should be sent to the investor in order to know what the fund is doing, the operation of the funds, the NAV of the funds. We have some tax benefit I will analyze in a while. We have modernized our legislation. We have all the EU directives, meaning that we have the EU passporting right adjusted with the funds registered in the EU. And a very important element is that you can have the same quality of services regarding the fund in Cyprus at much lower setup and operational cost than any other jurisdiction across the EU. The last thing for the tax benefit for the fund, we have to make sure that there is no subscription tax on the net asset value of the fund. There is no tax on the capital gain from the disposal of financial instrument, no tax on any dividend received by the fund. And if we combine these two, any private equity fund that is a very common form in the US will be tax exempt in Cyprus. The same for any real estate fund investing outside Cyprus. There is no tax in Cyprus. And at the same time, there is a very big benefit for Cypriot fund because we have the tax benefit at the level of the fund, but also the investors of the fund will enjoy all the benefits of double taxity that Cyprus has with more than 50 countries, 60 countries, as in the morning in Mr. Pierre's presentation. And this means that both the fund and the investor will be treated very attractively regarding the tax. I will just, the main message of my presentation is that now in Cyprus we have a very flexible legislation, carrying the EU passporting right at a very competitive cost, but at the same quality of services as other established jurisdictions with a very favorable tax regime. Thank you.
Good morning from me as well. Now that we all know where Cyprus is and how beautiful the country is, let me just say a few words about its asset management industry. The position, the strategic location of Cyprus, the progressive legal funds framework and the tax incentives that it offers, offers an ideal portfolio of distribution opportunities and investment structurings for fund managers. And the fund manager can use Cyprus to attract investors from countries with which we have double tax treaties, and we have around about 60, as mentioned before, distribute investments in those 60 countries and invest in assets which, as mentioned before, the vast majority of which are completely tax-free in the hands of the fund. So Cyprus offers an ideal distribution opportunities for a fund manager. Asset management in Cyprus is regulated by three main pieces of legislation. The first one has to do with individual asset management, and it's the UCI law. It's the MiFID law, sorry. It's the transposition of the MiFID II directive, which took place in 2007. The second one is the Alternative Investment Funds Managers Law of 2013, which is a complete transposition of the EU directive, the so-called IFMD. The third one is the UCI law. It's a transposition of the UCITS IV directive, which took place in 2012, and it was updated to comply with the UCITS V directive last year, in April last year. It's worth mentioning that Cyprus is introducing a new law in an attempt to regulate fund management and to regulate fund managers who manage funds which are under the AUM, which are under the thresholds of the IFMD, which is 100 million euros with leverage and half a billion euros without leverage. This legislation, this coming legislation, is the so-called mini managers law, which I will explain later on. It seems that the only feasible way a fund manager to get an access into the European Union, a non-EU fund manager, is to either set up his own fund management company under the IFM law or cooperate with a platform, an IFM platform or a UCITS platform, under which some of the services, which I will explain later on, can be sub-delegated back to the fund manager. And this is because there is uncertainty as to the extension of the IFMD in third countries, as well as the expectation that the national private placement regimes, which exist in the European Union, will end and will expire by the end of 2019. So let's have a look at how a U.S. fund manager can set up a fund management company in Cyprus, or how he can use an IFM platform operating in Cyprus. This is a typical structure of an IFM company, a Cypriot IFM company. There are basically three basic requirements to have such a company on the ground. The first one is that it must have a board of directors, at least two executive directors and two non-executive directors, the CVs of whom should be approved by SISEC, our regulator. The second basic requirement is that such a company should have a senior manager board consisting of at least two people. It's the so-called 4I principle. And the third one is that this company should have at least two core functions, the so-called risk management functions and the portfolio management functions. Both heads of the risk management department and the portfolio management department should pass the relevant exams set by SISEC. It's important to note for the next slide that such a fund management company can outsource either portfolio management or risk management, but not both, because letterbox provisions do not apply in Cyprus. So you have such a company must have a substance, must have a registered office and a head office operating in Cyprus. The minimum share capital of such a company is €125,000 plus 0.02% on assets under management exceeding 250 million, and the maximum figure of 10 million is this capital is capped at 10 million. So, the second alternative for our US fund manager is to collaborate with an IFM platform operating in the European Union and preferably in Cyprus, whereby the asset manager, the US asset manager, can come into an agreement with the platform, the IFM, or use its platform, whereby such a platform can outsource back portfolio management to the US fund manager. So what do we achieve in this case? We achieve that we have the US fund manager still sitting in his office in New York, managing his investments without having to go and get a base and set a base in the European Union. Of course, there are some restrictions and oversight requirements that the IFM, the platform, should have in place to get an oversight on the U.S. fund manager. So our fund manager will still manage his Cayman fund, attracting U.S. investors, and also through the platform he can attract European investors through the registration of a relevant AIF, which is set up in Cyprus to attract the EU investors. So all investors, either being them being US or EU, can invest in the same assets through two different vehicles, the Cayman Fund as well as the AIF, the European AIF or the Cyprus AIF. Of course, the AIF can be a limited partnership or a variable capital company, and it can also be a registered AIF going forward when the new legislation is passed. So the use of a platform is a very popular means, a vehicle for a U.S. fund manager to get a footing and distribute his funds in the European Union. Mini managers, as mentioned before, Cyprus will be introducing the mini managers law, which will attempt to regulate managers managing assets which are less than the thresholds of the IFMD. The benefit is that there are a lower level of regulatory requirements, much lower than what is required by the regulated manager under the IFMD. And this change, we are expecting to see it coming into force in 2017. Passport of this manager is allowed, provided that it is approved by the country at which the fund manager wishes to distribute his investments. What does CISEC look for when approving a fund? First of all, it looks at the appropriateness of the shareholders, full KYCs, the members of the board of directors based on the fit and proper test, based on their CVs, the portfolio manager and the risk manager who need to pass their exams, the CISEC exams, compliance officer, internal operations manual, and anti-money laundering procedures manual. The registration process takes around about 4 months since application. Cyprus benefits, a lot of it has been mentioned regarding Cyprus benefits. I will not bore you to mention again the Cyprus benefits. I will only stand on a couple of them. The first one is the sort of cost structure. We have performed a study which shows that running a fund management company in Cyprus is a much more cost-effective than having to run a fund management company in Luxembourg or in any other European countries. The location, it has been mentioned, capabilities of staff, all the there is a necessary expertise for staff to support the industry, the funds industry, and, of course, the existence of a modernized and progressive framework. And I want to stand on this point just to mention one or two things that we are doing in Cyprus to modernize our legal framework. The first one is what Andreas mentioned before, is the registered AIF notion, which will come into play in 2017, and this will definitely speed up the time for funds to come to the market, because you will not need to authorize the fund, but rather you will need to register the fund with CISEC, provided that the fund manager is a qualified fund manager. The second is the legal personality that we are now giving to the partnerships, which means that partnerships can own their investments instead of the general partner. And, of course, the notion of the carried interest, which I will mention in a while. So let's have a look at some tax considerations for farm managers. A lot of it, again, it has been mentioned. I will not be long on that. Taxation is at 12.5%. Geris has mentioned the taxation. It applies to all fund managers as well. Dividends are not taxed. Profit on sale of securities are not taxed. And we do not impose any withholding taxes on foreign investors. There are no deemed dividend distributions. And funds, along with the rest of the companies, can enjoy the notional interest deduction for a period of 10 years. On a personal level, there is a progressive tax rate of 35%. However, our income tax law provides for the exception for the 50% for a period of 10 years. So effectively, income tax of a foreign fund manager is reduced by 50%. There is no taxation for interest and dividends received by tax residents but non-domiciled individuals. And something new which is coming is what I mentioned before. It's the notion of carried interest, which Cyprus is proposing to tax at a rate of 7% instead of at the personal tax rate, which is 35, and this will apply for a period of 10 years by the time since the fund manager starts business on the island. Thank you very much for your attention. Any questions? We are happy to take them during the Q&A.
We have time just for two questions. Sadokinikos, very quickly, because I know we've run out of time, I want to ask Andreas, how is Cyprus developing its offering vis-à-vis its competitors in the fund space?
Okay, as mentioned before, in Cyprus now we have a very flexible regime. with the efforts of various stakeholders, including and of course with the continuous support of the Ministry of Finance and especially Mr. Georgiadis, we have a very flexible regime, including all the options that all the established jurisdictions have, the legal option and the categories of fund. And the main message that we can pass today, especially for the US fund manager, is that Cyprus can be in jurisdiction of choice because of this legislation that we have, the favorable tax regime that we have for the fund and fund management company, the services, the high level of services that we have in Cyprus for so many years, and of course at a very competitive cost comparing to the other European jurisdiction, having at the same time the European passporting right attached to the fund and the fund management in Cyprus.
Thank you, Andrea. So I want to just develop on that because I spoke at the beginning about the importance of stability in the financial services industry, and we're about to have a very big, development that actually has to do with instability and the effects of Brexit. How can Cyprus, and Christo, this is a question for you, how can Cyprus, approach this, benefit from this within the funds management industry?
Well, depending on the type of Brexit, because if there is a hard Brexit, meaning that UK fund managers are not entitled for the passport anymore, they will need to look elsewhere in the European Union to divert their passporting rights. And with the developments that we have in place and with the framework that we have in place at the moment, I think that Cyprus will play a big role in that, and we have a big role to play. In what sense? In two ways. I think that the first is by attracting UK fund managers who may not be able to offer and get to enjoy the passport rights anymore in the European Union, so they have to associate with another EU country which has the passport rights, and Cyprus, as mentioned before, does have the rights. And also the attraction of non-EU fund managers, excluding UK fund managers, who want to get a footing in the European Union or who may want to distribute their funds in the European Union. So Cyprus is very well placed in that. And of course, we are a young jurisdiction. We are not claiming that we are Luxembourg or Ireland. We are a young jurisdiction. But our framework doesn't have anything to feel jealous about the rest of the EU jurisdictions. Actually, since 2013, since the enactment of the IFM law, we have around about 16 fund management companies operating on the island. Four of them are UCITS companies, and the rest of the companies, 12 companies, are either IFM platforms or a combination of IFM and UCITS. So there is a development going on.
Concrete prospects.
Yeah.
Very well. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention.